This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer, and thanks for joining us today. We are going to be doing a unique series on lay ministry, and it's going to be a four-part series, and today for the part one of the series, we are going to be interviewing Ken Ogorek. He is the director of catechesis for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and we have Scott Williams, who is the director of youth ministry at the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. So welcome to Faith in Action.
Thanks for having us.
Great to be with you and all of your awesome listeners.
And yes, they are. And actually, you know, before we got started, we were joking in the hallway out there of the Catholic radio staff that really we're kind of doing lay ministry here in Catholic radio in the sense that we are using our gifts and talents to bring forth the gospel. And in a way, that is what lay ministry is to a certain extent. But the two of you train, I guess, the trainers in the sense of, you know what I'm saying? So Tell us a little bit about, first of all, let me ask you this. How would you define lay ministry, and then what is a lay minister? Ken, go ahead.
In a way, it's really simple, Bridget. A lay minister is a person who is not ordained, yet has substantial ministry responsibility in a church setting of some sort. So a great example would be, I'll give you two examples which sort of speak to the fact that Scott and I are here. The person who runs your parish catechetical program, they are a lay minister. If your parish has a youth minister, and hopefully it does, that person is a lay minister. So not a priest, not a deacon, either transitional or permanent. Those folks, by their ordination, have some specific ministerial responsibilities, but a person who nonetheless has been asked by Father or whoever to take on a leadership role in the parish. Anything to add to that, Scott?
Yeah, I was thinking to myself when I was recreating my resume several years ago of to apply for the director of youth ministry job. I was like, what do I call myself? Like, what do you really? How do you define the essence of what we are trying to do? And what I wrote on there was lay ecclesial ministry professional, which lay ecclesial minister is something that the USCCB kind of defined as kind of a home for that position, because as we continue to grow as a church, and unfortunately the number of ordained ministers are in lower or declining, the role of lay ministry is going to continue to increase and to grow, and we're going to have to figure out a way to nurture that. And I kind of threw out that professional. I added that to the title myself, because it is a profession. It's something that we as a church need to recognize as a professional role. It's not just something that we throw out there and hope that kids show up to. It's something that the church needs, and it needs to have some professionalism behind it.
And there is in this series, that's what we want people to think about. Are you being called to be a lay minister? And you may not have thought of it in those terms, that this is a profession, this is a calling. I want each of you, Ken and Scott, to talk about your roles in your ministry. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Give us your title and then what you do in the Archdiocese.
Yeah, so I serve as the director of youth ministry for the Archdiocese of Minneapolis. And in youth ministry as a whole kind of has an umbrella over a lot of different areas in church. And sometimes if it has to do with young people, it kind of gets thrown into the youth ministry role in the mm-hmm. church. But there's about 70-ish parishes that have what we call youth ministry programming or some sort of service in the church. And the way that we kind of gauge that is the number of parish programs that bring young people to national conferences like NCYC. So there's at least some sort of point of contact with someone that is leading some sort of program in the parish. Now, about 40 of those are full-time people that either have a role as, or either full-time or part-time in the sense that you know, Ken and I have a lot of people that have shared roles that we work with. So that could be a youth minister slash DRE mm-hmm. or a youth minister slash communications or something slash something else.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's about 30 that are full-time in youth ministry specific.
And obviously the size of the parish would somewhat dictate that. You know, if you have a really large parish and you got a lot of young people, you really need to almost have a full-time person there.
Exactly.
Versus a smaller parish, you know, maybe the program's not as big.
Mm-hmm.
You can combine it with another role in the parish.
Or multiple parishes. There's,
right,
you know,
that's
true.
There's
some that have, you know, one youth minister that covers four different parishes at a time. So we as an office in the diocese, we serve kind of two primary roles. One, we want to make sure that these youth ministry leaders have the training, the resources, the knowledge, the know-how to be able to serve in their parish. And what that means to me is I want to help them to be able to train people in their parishes to lead young people closer to Jesus Christ. And
that's what it's all about,
that,
right?
Yeah, that is when you boil it down to the essence, that's what we are trying to achieve. And on the surface level, that's not always something that we think is, you know, the stereotypical youth ministry thing is like having a game night. No,
mm-hmm.
like we're those people that are leading parish programs are leading other adults more often than not. They are discipling other adults to become the leaders of young people and diving into those more authentic relationships. And then the second part of that is we do a lot of direct programming for young people that don't necessarily have those youth ministry leaders in their parish. So we'll have a retreat opportunity. We'll
from the archdiocesan level, right?
Yeah, okay. Correct. And those larger church experiences like NCYC, the National Catholic Youth Conference, or we do a local conference on those off years where they get to see the larger church without, you know, going to World Youth Day or something like that.
And if you're just joining us right now, we are doing a series. This is part one on lay ministry. What is lay ministry? And maybe you are being called to that. We're talking with Ken Ogorek, he's the director of catechesis, and Scott Williams, he's the director of youth ministry. They both serve for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Ken, now talk a little bit about your role and what you do.
Sure. The simplest way to explain
what I like it. I like when you guys boil it down because I think that's really helpful. I mean, for everybody, you know.
That's the way our minds work, right, Scott? But the what I do, what the Office of Catechesis does, is as follows. We have 126 parishes.
Okay.
Every parish should have a catechetical program of some sort in place, and there's usually a person who Father has asked to coordinate that effort. So we spend a lot of time working with those parish catechetical leaders. I often say the reason people like me have jobs is to help ministry in parishes occur more effectively by God's grace, because that's where the life of a Catholic is really lived out.
It really is.
Yeah. So a main aspect of our work is just supporting those parish catechetical leaders in a variety of ways. If I had to add a little complexity to the explanation, it is a little bit more than that. If you think about it, teaching the faith is such a it's folded into so many aspects of what our church does. So I'm oftentimes consulting and collaborating with other offices, other initiatives. I'll just give you two super quick examples. There's a small group called the Archdiocesan RCIA Committee.
Mm-hmm.
That's a collaborative effort between our Office of Catechesis and our Office of Worship.
Okay.
So I'm involved in that group, you know, helping RCIA ministry unfold fruitfully by God's grace. Another super quick example would be in our Catholic schools, of course, the faith is taught. And we have kind of a standardized test, for lack of a better word, for the time being. There's a standardized test that's given to all of our 5th, 8th, and 11th graders in our schools, as well as our parish programs. So the Office of Catechesis kind of helps coordinate that annual assessment to help us get a sense of how our effort is going.
Now, I want to ask you about, since we're talking about people being called mm-hmm. to lay ministry and that it is a profession in the church and one that, you know, we need people to come to do, talk about your own call. When did you think you were called, or how did you get into this kind of a role? I mean, sometimes people just kind of fall into it. They start maybe doing parish ministry, but what was it like for each of you? Let's start with you, Scott.
Yeah, so I went from the a pilgrimage experience that I went on.
Where'd
to,
you go?
I actually walked across the country with an organization called Crossroads.
You might have
heard that before. It's a pro-life movement that we spent 3 months praying and walking, and so that was kind of like my entry into like a ministry setting.
Uh-huh.
And when I came back, I didn't have a job because I had to take 3 months off to do that.
Oh, wow.
And,
okay.
You know, I would be at church, and I started to develop a relationship with a pastor, my pastor at my parish. And he asked me specifically if I would be willing to help out in youth ministry. And to be completely honest, I didn't have a good reason to say no.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's how it happens sometimes,
and I didn't think I'd like it. I didn't think I would enjoy it, but what I really ended up having a passion for was being along the journey with someone. So I got placed in a small group of sixth grade boys, and there was times that we had to talk and to converse and ask about their lives. And you know, I realized that this role of being a volunteer in ministry is more about relationships than it was about catechetical knowledge and you know, dogma of the church. It was about walking with a young person with where they are. And, you know, someone gave me told me that.
Invited you, basically. Maybe noticed something in you.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was an invitation. And, yeah. And it was an invitation that I said yes to. And I ended up loving that role. So I ended up, you know, I dropped the corporate job that I had found. And, well, after I applied for a youth ministry job, and they said yes by the grace of God, and kind of took off from there.
And then the rest is history, as people say. What about for you, Ken?
I would say a couple things. You know, I feel like my life has been an ongoing process that's still unfolding, a work in progress.
Yes.
A lot of my core has been about just really looking honestly at what God has given me in terms of any meager talent I might have or educational opportunities, and always looking for ways to put that to some good use, to help and serve folks while also making the mortgage payment. You know, there's a very practical dimension to it. So you know, I wasn't necessarily invited initially into lay ministry. I sort of discerned as a young adult that teaching high school religion is something that I felt would be a good use of my bizarre sense of humor and interest in the faith, you know. But after doing that for a while and being involved in catechesis in a lot of different ways at the parish level, I was invited into more of a leadership role at the diocesan level. And that's kind of the second point I would make. I would say the first wave of lay ministers back in the 1970s or so, a lot of them kind of came into that role sideways.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing something else, and they didn't grow up saying, I want to be a lay ecclesial minister, because really there weren't a whole lot of lay ecclesial ministers.
Yeah.
But the need arose, and they kind of came into it sideways from one endeavor or another. What I have seen happening over the past 15 years or so is that younger folks especially, but it isn't just younger folks, sometimes it's a second career, there's a little more intentionality nowadays. Like maybe a young person gets to meet somebody awesome like Scott, you know, and they think, you know, I could see myself doing something like that one day. So I encounter really dozens of young adults just because of a lot of the stuff that I'm involved in every year who they're in college or grad school, and they feel called to be a lay ecclesial minister, as we would say, and they're preparing themselves very intentionally to do that.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking about lay ministry, and when we come back, we're going to talk about how you can maybe get involved. So stay tuned for more Faith in Action.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor, tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. I'm Bridget Ayer. In the studio with me today is Ken Ogorek. He is the director of catechesis, and Scott Williams. He is the director of youth ministry. They are both serve for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And thank you so much for your service, men, in the trenches, right? With and we're talking about lay ministry. What I'm going to ask you, Ken, what exactly are there enough lay ministers? I mean, what's the demand? Is that a fair question?
Sure. How no, do we... and I can just to make it very concrete.
Okay, good. I like that.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier we have 126 parishes in the Archdiocese, right?
Mm-hmm.
During my 12 years in this role, every year there's about a 10% turnover rate. So every year, about between 12 and 18 of our parishes are looking for someone to run the parish catechetical program.
Okay.
All right. So now, realistically, in some cases, it's a small rural parish, so they're going to find someone, you know, in the community who can kind of do that in a low cost, no cost way.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, actually, you know, I'm helping three or four pastors search for and hire, a full-time professional lay minister, you know, to help run the parish catechetical program. And as Scott said earlier, sometimes a variety of other duties are folded into that. Mm-hmm. So there is a demand, there is a need.
And look at all the Catholics, you know, we all need to be formed, right? You know, and there are different ways to form them, you know, but they do need almost a dedicated person to be helping them, guide them, running programs in their parish. In terms of a person that might be listening, that might be interested in becoming a lay minister, a professional lay minister, as you say, or professional ecclesial lay minister, right? That's the new title, right? Right, Scott?
Make up an acronym, yeah, Scott.
Exactly. Lay ecclesial ministry professional.
Okay, I think I mixed up the titles, but you get
that's
the
right,
gist.
I made it up.
So yeah, okay, all right, yeah, I know. Okay, that's good. So, is there a certain type of person that fits this mold in terms of either age, education, background, and are there specific training programs for lay ministers? I know you mentioned, one of you mentioned about young people are being maybe more intentional about saying, I want to do this as a career, as a calling.
Yeah.
Did you get my question there? I know I asked you like three, I think.
I think so. I'll try to go with one of them.
Okay.
But, I think the answer to that would be it takes all kinds of people. And especially like when you're developing a youth ministry team, like it's very important to have, people that are going to appeal to all sorts of young people and, you know, a retired person that has a wealth of experience in X, Y, and Z career has just as much value to add as, somebody that's just fresh out of college. You know, I think
that's a great point that you bring up because it does, you do need a variety of mm-hmm. people to kind of reach a different person, different people.
Exactly.
You know?
But in the role as an administrator, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to realize that your primary focus is going to be, you know, the organization and recruiting and training and deployment of people to serve in that ministry. It's not all about, you know, having pizza parties and dodgeball games.
That's good, though.
A very, very small piece of what you do. Mm-hmm. And, a lot of people don't realize that it takes a lot of orchestration to make that happen and to be able to evaluate and to plan and to lead a group of people to develop effective ministry in your parish is it's a tall order.
Yeah, you are really an administrator. You touched on a lot of different skill sets that you would need. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you become a small CEO of a tiny corporation.
It's true in a
parish where you're doing finance, you're doing recruitment,
contracts,
you're doing training.
Yeah.
You're all the skills kind of span the board. So I think administrative first minded people. Mm-hmm. Would be something that I would look for when I'm hiring, if you will.
What about you, Ken?
Well, so as not to reinvent the wheel here, mm-hmm. I want to point out that the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, about 15 years ago, they produced a document called Co-Workers in the Vineyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, and it's easy to find on the internet, but it talks about lay ministers. And it really goes into some detail about their formation. Mm-hmm. And really, the formation of a lay minister in many ways parallels the formation of an ordained minister. And there's four areas speaking to like the type of person. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to mention these real quick.
Yeah, dude, this is great.
And I'll repeat them. So it's human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral. We need people to be healthy and capable in those areas of human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral. And again, we don't want to get into the weeds, I guess, too much on everything that those things mean. But Scott and I often find that sometimes folks come to us super prepared and, they're ready to hit the ground running in a lot of the aspects of the ministry. Oftentimes, maybe a person knows a fair amount about one dimension of mm-hmm. the ministry, but they're on a learning curve in other areas. And so part of what we do is we work with folks. What's the old saying? God loves us enough to meet us where we are, and he loves us too much to let us stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're constantly working with our youth ministers and parish catechetical leaders to help them grow and develop in these areas.
I do want to ask you about standards. Are there certain, and I know it's at some point in the journey, I don't know, like the last 20 years, I think certain dioceses and maybe all dioceses now at this point have developed specific standards of training that they would like their parish person who is leading the catechetical program to have so that they're properly formed to pass on the faith. I mean, tell me where we're at with that, or is that something that has happened in the Archdiocese? I think the Lafayette Diocese may have had it.
And it's interesting the way our church works. There are national standards for various lay ministry roles and mm-hmm. positions, but they're not national in the sense that they're somehow mandated. Mm-hmm. That's not the way.
Like
that's
not
the way the church works.
Gotcha.
But the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, in collaboration with some professional organizations, mm-hmm. there are national standards. And then what happens is that each bishop, kind of on a case by case basis, decides how or if he's going to, what role those standards are going to play mm-hmm. in his specific formation effort in his diocese.
Well, I think it's good that there are guidelines because, you need to have guidelines for that kind of thing. And you want to make sure that the people that are passing on the faith, have, they're in a good spot.
Well, even the document we just mentioned, like the Co-Workers in the Vineyard document, in a sense establishes some good benchmarks for formation in general.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of what's it like to head up then be a lay minister in the church, at the parish level? I mean, Scott, you'd mentioned a couple things that you need to have in terms of your gifts and talents, which Ken had brought up about him wanting to use his gifts and talents. And people listening right now might be thinking, yeah, I'm good at this or I'm good at that. Maybe God can use me in this role.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, again, some of the things that are needed in a role like this. And again, people are trained for this if they do step up.
Yeah, I think that you have to be able to wear a lot of hats and to work on many concurrent projects at the same time. Because, even if you have the most specific job title, you're still, doing a lot of the pastoral care of a wide range of people that come with a lot of different background. So I think flexibility is a... a really good.
Blessed are the flexible.
Someone in one of the courses I took said something that I think is really important. Somebody said that sometimes the best stewardship is being able to say no. And a lot of times we are packed on with responsibility, and being able to say that's not going to be able to work because that would take focus away from X, Y, and Z is really important.
So staying single-minded in your ministry and not getting too spread too thin, you know, because you can get spread too thin. I do. Before we run out of time, we've got a couple minutes left. I want to ask about conversion. Do you see people coming in terms of wanting to serve the church following a conversion? Do you find that to be a common experience? Maybe like you said, you went on that special mm-hmm. walk and you kind of had a good experience or encountered Christ is what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, go ahead.
And I think a lot of times the work that we do, we don't always see the fruit of what we do when we're doing. I remember a time that from the very beginning of my professional ministry, I worked with somebody in a small group, and 8 years later, I haven't gotten in contact with them, but then I see that they're a campus minister at a college.
That's
and
me.
Like those are the things that you don't really, you're not able to see right in the moment. But you know, we're called to till the land, not to watch it grow. So
for those who might be listening and might want to find out more information either about the lay ministry or your particular offices, could you give them a web page that they could get in touch with?
Honestly, the general webpage for the Archdiocese is simply archindy.org.
Okay.
And from there, you can really find a variety of offices, mm-hmm. The Office of Catechesis, the Office of Youth Ministry. You know, it's kind of a matter of just getting in there and digging in. But I would also encourage folks to go to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops webpage as well. There's some good resources on there regarding lay ministry.
And would you give the title of that document you mentioned?
It's simply called Co-Workers in the Vineyard. Co-Workers in the Vineyard. There's probably a fancy subtitle, but for our purposes, it's the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, which is usccb.org, and the document is Co-Workers in the Vineyard.
Well, you both have been a delight to have in the studio talking about lay ministry. Ken O'Gorick, the Director of Catechesis, and Scott Williams, the Director of Youth Ministry. Thanks so much for your service to the church, and God bless you.
Always a pleasure, and we love Catholic Radio, so thanks for all that you folks do here.
We're in this together, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Indeed.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400 or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.